We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All across the Mountain State, this is MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network. Welcome to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers. Today's show is also brought to you by Farmer Klein & Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC, Civil and Environmental Consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work, CECinc.com, that's CECINC.com. In addition to Coach Brown's weekly comments, we'll hear from West Virginia assistant coaches and key Mountaineer players. Now, let's talk Mountaineer football alongside the Wolfman Dale Wolfley. Here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you, Mountaineer Nation. Thanks for being with us. It's another bye week for WVU, and thank goodness the Mountaineers able to go into this bye week victorious with that double overtime victory grinded out against Baylor. And Dale Wolfley alongside. To tell you what, West Virginia with a whole head of steam going into this thing, and we're looking forward to hearing what Neil Brown has to say. A lot of good things happened for West Virginia. Sure, there were some things that they put on film that they still would rather not have, but all told, Wolf, to do what they did against Baylor here, the way that they did it, and to be able to, I think, tactically control the clock and do all of the little things and win a Big 12 game, kind of like they would a Big East game a decade ago. It was great to see, and 2-1 is 2-1.
Especially against a team that is led by a polished quarterback such as Charlie Brewer. And the word that I have this week, Danny, adversity. And they overcame it. And that is a challenge in itself, whether it's self-inflicted or it's adversity coming from the opponent. There was adversity there. And the Mountaineers had, really, they put a whole bunch of it in there all together. And it was nice to see the defense at times pull out the offense. The offense had to pull out the defense as well and special teams. So it was a team collective effort. And again, not all Pistons are firing 100%. We know that it is a work in progress. But if you don't get excited about seeing a young team, a youthful team, Danny, like that, come together and win when maybe they could have just really folded the tents, kind of like the week before at Oklahoma State. So, again, I'm saying this is a great opportunity for the Mountaineers to build off this, go into Kansas, keep winning, and keep building.
We're going to talk to Josh Chandler-Cimito coming up a little bit later on. You know, Tony Fields has gotten plenty of headlines on the defensive side of the ball. So has Alonzo Adai. But Josh Chandler-Cimito has had a great year through the first three games of the season. And he is one of the big reasons why West Virginia is actually number one in Big 12 in total defense per game, 268 yards per game. The rush defense is third. The pass defense is first. The red zone percentage is number one. Total tackles, number one. All good stuff here from West Virginia defensively. And even when you look at some of the offensive numbers, they are middle of the pack or higher. So a lot of good things to dive into here. And we'll hear from the head coach of the Mountaineers coming up in just a little while. So stay with us. You're dialed into the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. It's all brought to you by your friends at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official cleaning and restoration company of the Mountaineers. With Dale Wolfley, I'm Dan Zang, really returning in just a moment here on MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
You're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the Mountaineers. Now, it's time to hear from Coach Brown.
And we welcome you back. We are upstairs in the network television booth here at Mountaineer Field. Neil will be stepping to the podium here momentarily for a Zoom press conference. We will carry that live in its entirety, as we typically do here, on Tuesdays 12 until 1. Wolf, we were remarking in our opening segment, and it really caught your attention, that West Virginia, as far as total defense is concerned, at number one with 268 yards per game. And then you look at the rush versus the pass defense when you split it down even further, WVU, with the rush defense at number three, the pass defense at 166 yards per game. You mentioned that it's very hard to rank very high in both. Why is that?
Well, it's because if you're deficient in the running game, they're going to run against you, and your passing is going to be very low, right? Now, you go vice versa in that, and you're deficient in the passing game, your running numbers are going to be excellent. So when you can go 1-3, and then one overall, and that makes you one overall, that is a good sign. And, again, it shows me that the Mountaineers are on the right track defensively, and these players are coming together. You have, you know, some players that aren't used to playing together, Danny, and that's a great – that's a great case, man. I mean, you played Oklahoma State and Baylor. I know about EKU. Not worried about that. Yeah. But those other two, that's important.
So, by the way, let's look at the Big 12 just quickly while we wait for Neil to arrive to the podium. Chris Klieman gets a six-year extension at Kansas State after KSU, for the second straight year, defeats Oklahoma. So you've got the Sooners with a loss on the ledger. You've got TCU toppling Texas, so there's a loss on the Longhorns ledger. Oklahoma State, they have the unscathed record right now. And by no means am I suggesting here that the West Virginia at this juncture is going to sneak in, and they're going to be starting to maybe angle for top spots in the Big 12 right now. I think that we're still very much in the process of the climb, and I'm sure there's still going to be bumps along the way. Having said that, the Big 12 in totality is all sorts of topsy-turvy, and really it is anyone's game, and it's amazing what a week here or a week there, if you steal one or two, what that can do. If you're able to slog it out like we did on Saturday against Baylor, you start stacking those pennies, and then all of a sudden, hey, maybe you do find yourself in just a weird year, more towards the top half than you are the bottom half. So I'm just throwing that out here quite early, but nevertheless, I think if we continue to look at some of the numbers like we have right now in front of us, hey, are you saying there's a chance? Maybe there's a chance. I'll be the ultimate optimist.
I'm going to say there's a chance, okay? Why not? It's 2020. Anything can happen, correct?
Yeah.
Well, look, I think Oklahoma has two losses now. Didn't they lose again this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so now they got two losses in the Big 12.
Sure.
Yeah, Iowa State, I think it was overtime.
Right.
So, again, is you know, you're looking at Oklahoma State. You know what? I'm just going to say this now because then I may not say it ever again, but I want another shot at Oklahoma State. I want another shot when this team is, you know, is hitting on all its pistons and getting ready towards the end. But before any of that, you know, I'm jumping way ahead, which I'm allowed to do because I don't have to play, okay, or coach or any of that matter. But I would say this is that would be an excellent opportunity at the end to see how far you've come in a season. But I'm going to say this. What's the biggest measuring stick, Danny, of a season, of a team? It's how you're playing at the end of the season, like last year as well. So, once again, with a youthful group, building, building, building. Did they respond this week after Oklahoma State?
Absolutely. I mean, I think
were we all discouraged? I would say we were all discouraged, Danny. And with that being said, is that they responded once again. Remember last year, all those times that Coach Brown called him and said, hey, it's how are you going to respond? This is going to be a defining moment. Well, once again, this team came out and responded to Coach Brown, and that tells me a lot about what they think of that head guy right down below.
And when you look at West Virginia and how they were able to win that game, not necessarily just from making the big plays late, but how Neil was able to suck the air out of the football, how he was able to manage the clock, all of those little nuances that I don't think that a lot of other coaches pay, quite frankly, close attention to or give a ton of credence to, those are the little things to be able to win Big East-style games, or I'm not at all suggesting that we're going to see a resurgence of that, but Neil finds value in playing that type of football when you have to. He plays all sorts of football. I like the fact that there's not necessarily an identity. He's not this guy or that guy or this type of coach or that type of coach. He is a coach that will be a chameleon and literally change the stripes as the game situation dictates, really, from possession to possession, which is a unique way of seeing college football coached, especially in this day and age.
Absolutely. Is he a gambler?
At times, yes, when I think the percentages call for it, because he's blending, I think, data, research, metrics, along with the good old-fashioned gut feeling and what is exactly going on inside that huddle at that given moment. You have to be able to blend all of them together to get that perfect elixir. And listen, is he a perfect coach? Is this a perfect team? By no means am I suggesting that. But as we watch it unfold game after game here in his second year, I think that these are all really important details, which we use that term a lot when we bring up Neil's name, that are really starting to manifest and show themselves.
Well, absolutely. He was 3-for-3 on fourth down conversions?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So he could have kicked the field goal and said, okay, defense, you're going to have to win this. You're going to have to either blank him or keep him to a field goal. But no, he said, what are the percentages? And he looked at this as a study, and he said, well, the percentages are, if you kick a field goal in the first or the overtime, the other team usually scores the touchdown and wins the game. So he goes, fourth and one, we're going to go for it. And then here comes quarterback Jared Deggett. He says, well, coach, why don't we do this with the tight end?
Yeah.
Hey, can I say something about O'Loughlin? Boy, I'll tell you. And TJ Banks as well, respectfully. But O'Loughlin is really turning into a total tight end, Danny. We know he could catch the ball. He's a wide receiver beforehand.
Yeah.
But now that he's putting his hand in the dirt in three-point, it's truly a great thing to see.
All right, Neil Brown is stepping to the podium, so let's go ahead from upstairs here in our network television booth downstairs to the team room in the Pushkar Center. Neil Brown at the podium about to address reporters, so let's go to it live.
Opening statement today.
Okay, all right. Good afternoon. Thanks for everybody being on today. Great program win on Saturday versus a Baylor program that have a lot of respect for that staff, the turnaround they've had. That's a tough physical program, not just a team, but a tough physical program. And I thought we showed real toughness, real physicality, probably the most toughness, most physicality we've shown in the 2 years I've been here. And it wasn't pretty, but we found ways to win the game. And that's the important thing. We found ways to win. Quick recap, talk special teams first, hit the negatives. And then we hit positives in all three phases. Negatives, we didn't punt the ball well enough on Saturday. I thought our coverage was okay on the punt team, but we just didn't hit very good punts. Really disappointed in our punt return team. We had two opportunities. We went to block. We were close, but we just didn't use very good technique. we had obviously the play that's made its way around on ESPN and things where the turnover that set up the last score. But we've got to be better. We've got to give Sinkfield, the returner, an opportunity to get started. We just didn't do that. That's going to be a point of emphasis this week, is we got to be better on our punt return unit. And we had I thought, two opportunities to have big plays on kickoff return that we didn't. You know, we're blocking, you know, flipping to the positives, kickoff return, we were blocking really, really well in that unit. Our kickoff cover team is really running down. We've got to do a better job with our kickoffs. But I thought we're covering kicks with a mentality that I like. And I think there's two things that really – I think your kickoff team really sets the tone. And then from a mentality standpoint, I think your field goal block tells a lot of the story about who you are. And our field goal block team was special on Saturday. You know, blocked a kick. There's two other kicks that were missed that we had a lot of pressure on. Almost blocked the game-tying PAT there at the end of regulation. So did some really good things in that unit. Flipping over to defense, I already talked about it. I thought the effort and the physicality with our defensive unit was special. That's something that we need to continue. There's no reason why we can't play with that same effort and physicality week in and week out. And credit to our defense coaches. Really good game plan, but our kids went out and really played hard and physical. Really the only negative we had was the end of game drive. Couple miscues there. Didn't fit on a couple of our games we were playing up front. And some miscommunication on the touchdown there. The positives, you know, I think sudden change, which is something we work a lot. I thought our sudden changes, I think with all the turnovers, only giving up 7 points, three turnovers in the first half, and then the one on the punt return unit there. And that's the only one we give up a touchdown on. And so that was big. That's something we've spent a lot of time practicing on. We've had a lot of focus on red zone defense. We were special in the red zone. We spent a lot of time on a rushing defense. We knew we needed to get better, holding them 27 yards, and then creating takeaways. You know, those were the takeaways and then negative plays. And negative plays is kind of what our defense is built on, TFLs and sacks and high numbers in those categories. Offensively, the negatives first, turnovers in the first half, and two of them, you know, the fumble where we got pressure, we got to hold on to the ball, and then the interception. The one that the linebacker had, that's a great play. You're going to have that. Hey, checkmate, they got us. He made a special play. But the one we floated over the middle of the field can't happen. And flipped the field entirely with that throw, and we got to be better than that. We just lacked explosive plays. Our passing game's got to be way better than what it is. And then we made a lot of little mistakes that killed drives, you know, and they don't always show up, but we got behind the chain some, and those are some things just we got to be better. The positives are zero turnovers in the second half. Didn't think we lost the game the second half. Thought we responded and ran the football effectively. Thought we were creative in how we got to that. And then the response in the two overtimes, scoring touchdowns in both those overtimes and winning the game after it didn't go – you know, being able to respond with some adversity with a young outfit on offense, I think that showed some growth. So let's kind of wrap up, talk about these awards. First of all, obviously Darius received a couple national awards, and he was a Big 12 co-defensive player of the week. And so proud of him. Talked about it after the game. He's had his two best weeks of preparation that he's had since I've been here and our staff has been here. And I think there's a direct correlation in that. His prep and his practice habits were much improved. And so congratulations to him. And then Tony Fields also, I saw where he was national award with the Senior Bowl. He's been an excellent addition defensively. So I want to talk about those guys since they received some national award recognition. We went in a different direction on some of our in-house stuff. Start with their offensive line. Our offensive line lineman of the week, he graded out the highest. Mike Brown also graded high, but this lineman that I'm talking about graded out the highest. He had to play three different positions in the week leading into the game, and senior really kind of risen and is the leader within that room. And so Chase Barrett is our offensive lineman of the week, our special teams player of the week. And this is, I wish it worked out like this all the time. We vote on a special teams captain. It's player voted. And this kid was voted the special teams captain. Then he went out, had three tackles, was great in our coverage units on punt and on kickoff, had multiple tackles on special teams alone. And so Exery Lowe is our special teams player of the week, and well deserved, and proud of him. Been really solid player for on defense, but this is his third year now where he's really been an excellent special teams player. Our defense player of the week, I already talked about Darius and Tony, and those guys played extremely well. But this guy had over, I think, nine tackles, a couple TFLs, and played his best game that he's played here. And that's in the box and out of the box. And that was Josh Chandler. And there were some other guys in that mix, obviously. Tyke has played special all season. Dre Shawn has had a couple turnovers. And so, but Chandler is our defense player of the week. Offense player of the week, and for the third straight game, has really has shown what kind of player he is and how he's improved. Letty goes for, you know, he gained 100 yards rushing. He had a few negative yards, but then adds another 30 or 40 in the pass game. And so Letty Brown's our offense player of the week. Our blue collar award goes to somebody that did show up in the stat sheet, but has made a difference in our run game. Played well 2 weeks in a row, had a couple critical catches, two in overtime, one on a fourth and one. So our blue collar award winner this week is Mike O'Loughlin. The other guy who was in the mix for that was Akeem Messidor. He played with his effort was off the charts, but Mike O'Loughlin is award winner. Scout team players of the week. Again, those are awards that are critical. The special team scout team player of the week goes to DeVell Washington, a guy that's really improved since he's been here, and excited about his future. Defensively was Scotty Young. And Scotty is sitting out with the transfer, and he's done. He's really growing into a leader over there with those young guys. He's in our developmental squad, lifting group. And then offensively was a backup quarterback, Matt Cavallaro. And he and Trent Jackson week in, week out, do a great job leading that offense scout team. And then our juice award, we give it to four freshmen. I thought these guys were dynamic in that juice. The sideline energy is really important when you don't have fans. And I thought a group of four freshmen, Eddie Watkins, Sam Brown, Jordan White, and Charles Finley were really good and into the game. And so those are our award winners for this week. And just a quick wrap up again, big win. Heading into a bye week this week. We got to be smart. It's a different type of bye week than we had during the first one. First one, we stayed in camp mode. This one will be, we've got to work on things we got to get better at. We'll work Kansas toward the end of the week. But we also we've got to get refreshed and get our legs back. And so with that, I'll take questions.
First question today is from Greg Hunter.
So Coach, give me a little bit more on Chase Barrett, your thoughts of how he's playing in this year and just your offensive line. You've juggled some people, but your assessment of that.
Yeah. So, we were going into the game with a different look. We had to switch that about 11:30 on Friday morning. And so Chase actually didn't practice any at center last week, and thought he went out and played well. He's played well against Oklahoma State and against Baylor. He's playing a better pad level. He's strong. He's doing a really good job with his communication. And so really as improved as anybody that we have on our team. And so and he's done a great job as leadership. And, you know, he's a captain for the game, and that's chosen by the staff. And so trust there. And then, you know, I thought Zach Frazier, true freshman, making a second start this time at left guard, which he hadn't practiced a ton, played a left guard some against Oklahoma State, but got most of his reps in practice at guard or at center. He made some mistakes, but I mean, he's physical. He's really good in the run game. There's a couple things, you know, switching off twists, recognizing blitz that where it worked against him because he didn't have the practice reps, but I thought he did a really nice job. Brandon Yates played his best game It was really physical, kind of excited about what he's done. And then Mike Brown continues to play well. He played at a high level. Again, that's three games in a row, and he's definitely getting better. And creating movement in the run game. Right tackle played Hughes and John Hughes and Bryson Mays, and we were better than we were the week prior. There's still some improvement needs to be made there, but we were definitely better. So that's kind of a quick kind of rundown of O-line.
Coach, I have a question submitted to us from Bob Hertzel, kind of a two-parter with Darius. Can you kind of go into a little bit of all the different attributes he kind of possesses in himself, and also with the brothers dynamic? Are you still kind of seeing them two push each other and help each other out?
Yeah, so the first with Darius is Darius' best attribute is his quickness. And he does a really good job with his hands, but he's quick. He's got a really good feel for the movements that we run. Knows when to hit it front side, when to kind of hit it on the backside. He makes plays. When he's in a playmaking, when he's in a position to make plays, he makes those plays. That's not – and that sounds simple. You know, it sounds like I'm making it elementary, but a lot of D linemen get back there and they don't make the play. He gets back in the backfield, whether it's a TFL and a run play or getting the quarterback down, and does a good job of doing that. As far as that dynamic is, I think they're good for one another and they're bad for one another at some points. And I think that's what I do think is there's really good competition within them. Now, they're best friends. They live together. They do everything together. And so there's no negativity but I think they do push each other. And, you know, Darius has really stepped up the last couple of weeks from a work ethic standpoint. You see Dante starting to do that same thing. But I'm glad that we got him on our team. You know, I think that Darius is capable of playing at a high level all the time. I think Dante is. I think sometimes is people forget that this is really only second year that Dante's played an important role. I've heard me say this before. If we were sitting here talking about Dante being a redshirt sophomore, the way people perceive him is going to be a whole lot different than the fact that he's a junior. And so I think that he's continuing to prove. That was the hardest Dante Steels has played in any game in his West Virginia career. And if he'll play at that with that effort and that energy, then he'll continue to make a bunch of plays and be productive.
Next question is from Michael Sussman.
Coach, after the game Saturday, you talked about this win as possibly being a turning point in regard to finding ways to win games instead of losing them. What do you guys need to do from a preparation and mentality standpoint to make that the reality?
Well, I think that we got to play with the same effort, the same physicality, the same mental toughness to be able to overcome adversity. That's something that I don't think we've always done a really good job of. When something bad happened, I don't think we responded in a very good way versus Oklahoma State. So the only way that this is a turning point win is if we follow it up against Kansas and against Texas Tech and against, you know, as we go down the schedule, we follow it up and continue to play with that effort, that physicality, that mental and physical toughness. Then I think we look back and say, hey, this is the one we got over the hump. But it doesn't matter if we don't continue that. So I think this is, I hope we identify ourselves now, you know, with that gritty mindset that I talked about after the game. That's the hope. If we don't continue to do it this week and next week and moving on, then that's not going to be the case. But that's the hope is we're able to, I think the mental toughness in a quick answer, that's probably the piece that is going to make the most difference.
Okay. We'll go to Sean Manning.
Hey Neil, Jaquay Hubbard announced that he received his waiver. Can you confirm that? And how do you see him fitting in moving forward?
Yeah, he has. He has received his waiver. Today will be the first day he's been at practice in 2 weeks. He had a family member that was really ill. So he went home to spend time with that family member. That was an excused absence. We told him to go. So he had to quarantine. And so today will be his first day back.
Next question is from Keenan Cummings. Go ahead, Keenan.
He's still muted.
Still muted, Keenan.
Hey, Neil, how you doing? Sorry about that.
No, you're good.
With recruiting, you mentioned last week, you know, about filling the class. What's the plan for this week, and about how many spots do you have left? And secondly, after that, any other waiver decisions yet, or still waiting on others?
Now we've received them all. Dobson received a waiver, and then Bryce Brand will be eligible starting the Texas Tech game. Okay. So that's where I think that's all of them. Scotty Young will sit out this year as a transfer. So I think that's all of them. Recruiting, a lot of time spent on recruiting this week. We need to finish up the 21 class. We borrowed a couple with a couple transfers, so we don't have full 25. I'm going off the top of my head here. Probably five or six is kind of what our open spots for this class. And if I'm off by one or so, I apologize because I don't have that right in front of me. But I think five or six open spots. And then we're going to really – a lot of virtual visits, things like that this week with 22. We've been really active with a lot of 22 guys.
Next question is from Kevin Kinder.
Coach, following up on X-Ray Lowe. Last year, he showed aptitude for making plays on special teams, obviously continuing that this year. What are his specific abilities, talents that you feel like make him good covering kicks?
Well, he's playing better on defense this year, too. That's the difference, Kevin, is he's playing more snaps on defense and he's playing better defensively. The best thing, X-Ray's best piece of his game is his speed. He really, really runs well. He's a decorated receiver in high school. And he's consistently with our GPS numbers. He is one of the fastest guys at all, you know, in the back, you know, linebacker, second and third levels. He really runs well. He's hungry, does a good job getting to the football, stays on his feet because he's a good athlete. And he understands leverage, ball leverage. I think all those things work to him being a really good special teams player.
Okay, Ryan Pritt, we'll go to you.
Hey, Neil. I think yesterday you said obviously offense is going to be a point of emphasis this week. I know yesterday you said it has to get better. I would have to imagine some of that starting with pass protection up front. And, you know, if you look at last year, you guys were actually pretty good in pass protection and struggled to run the ball. This year it's kind of a flip-flop. I was wondering, you know, when you look at film this year compared to last year, what are the differences that you're seeing? I know you have a few new guys up there, but you know, what do you really focus on this week to try to get that corrected?
Well, the biggest difference between a year ago is we had two fifth year guys playing tackle, you know, so a lot of experience on the edge. And that's where kind of we've been hurt a little bit in pass protection. That's the difference. I think there's anytime you're in, you know, there's some things that, it's always a mix, right? It's we miss ID'd a couple things on Saturday in the Baylor game. Missed a corner blitz on third and four that should have been we should have worked out to something we practiced a lot. Quarterback held on to it too long a couple times. We missed a couple where they edge blitzed and we're in empty protection. We got to sift down. We let a guy run free in A gaps that shouldn't happen. And so it's a combination of things, you know, it's and really in that game on Saturday, you know, the sack fumble there on the second drive is they got us on a defensive scheme. The ball should have been out. Ball should have been thrown to his first progression, which we had that protected enough to do that. The I guess it would have been the third possession. We had third and four around midfield. Probably if we get a positive play, we're going to go for it on fourth down. We get corner blitz to his right, to his blind side. We should have picked it up. That was just a missed assignment. And then we had a couple, you know, without getting into it, we just practiced guys at a different spot. We had to move them on Friday. All right, we were going to look a little different as far as where we lined guys up. And that's how they practiced. And so some of the, you know, where in the first half we had a couple quarterback hits, not necessarily sacks, we had a couple quarterback hits where some twist game stuff where those guys just hadn't worked together. All right. And that's on us. That's not and when you're dealing with what we had to deal with on Friday, that's gonna happen some. But I didn't think that we had a whole bunch of protection issues. We had a lot of issues in the pass game. We didn't throw it very good. We didn't, you know, but the protection was an issue versus Oklahoma State, not against Baylor.
Go ahead, John Antonik.
Hey, Coach, explosive plays. I know you've talked about it during camp. I think you've had one, really, Winston's this year. Can you create him as a coach? Can you scheme him?
Well, that's not – first of all, that's not correct, John. Go back and look at Eastern Kentucky, and we had a bunch of them.
Well, I'm talking about 50-yard-plus plays.
Well, hell, there ain't a whole lot of people having those. You know what I mean? Like, seriously. But, yeah, we only have 50, you know, 150. Now, we got to do it. Where you're correct is we got to throw the ball down the field better. You know, 100% absolutely. Is I think we had some opportunities against Oklahoma State, and I think we were one. We hit on one of them, and so we got to do a better job. I didn't do a good enough job in this Baylor game. I didn't do a good enough job at all of getting them called, and so I've got to do a better job of getting them called. That's on me. We probably had less than three opportunities against Baylor, and that's myself as the play caller, that's on me. I've got to do a better job getting them called. In the second half, once I felt kind of how it was going, I didn't want to put us in that position. But moving forward, we're going to have to win games. You're absolutely correct.
Next question is from Chris Anderson. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Coach. Just a minute ago, you were talking about Chase Barrett, and you mentioned that on Friday morning, 11:30, when you had to make the adjustments, but that prior to that, Chase had not taken snaps at center all week.
We were working. He was working some guard and some tackle. And, but we're not going to do that moving forward. We're going to get him locked in where he'll be an interior player only.
Next question is from Mike Kazaza. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Neil, how's it going?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. Last week you mentioned kind of getting comfortable with Tony and what he likes to see and work with in front of him. He bounced around an awful lot, and I still don't even think he played any special teams. He was all defense and maybe more than normal, but it also looked like he was playing like darn near bandit sometimes too. Evolving what you're doing with him.
So, yeah, so he plays on our kickoff team. That's the only special team. He plays on field goal block. You know, it's just a defense snap. Then he's on our kickoff team. And we did. We moved him around. He's playing Mike in our scheme. In our scheme, Mike lines up a bunch of different positions. And I don't know who asked the question. It might have been you last week. Is we're trying to, you know, I think it's a work in progress. I think we tried to do some things with him on Saturday that maybe aren't his strength, and we found that out. But he's played extremely well. He's probably better at depth. You know, he's a really good blitzer. But we put him on the line of scrimmage on Saturday. I'm not sure we'll do that as much moving forward. But when he's at the, when he knows where to go and he's confident, he's special. Like, I thought it was a great exhibition of linebacker play on Saturday between him. I thought Chandler played really well. And the Bernard kid for them he's a guy too.
Okay, these last five here in the queue, and starting with Greg Hunter. Go ahead, Greg.
Coach, you mentioned a couple of true freshmen. Just give me a little bit of a look at the guys maybe we aren't seeing that you're seeing in practice and what you think of this class so far.
Well, I think it's to be determined, Greg. I really do. It's tough. The downside for this class is they didn't go through a normal process. Normally you come in June, you got 8 weeks where – you get a feel, you spend a lot of time together as a freshman class, you create great chemistry, you understand, you learn about the culture of the program, you understand about the rules, you understand about how the workouts work, you get the base of the offense or the defense or special teams, you get that taught to you, you spend time with the older guys and the player-led practices, and you kind of learn from them, And by the time fall camp rolls around, you understand what the expectations are. So this group never had that until, because they were in and out, quarantined, isolated. Then we get into fall camp, we're in split groups. And so the discipline and structure and just knowing what to do and knowing what the expectation level, it's really been, and I'm sure it's the same way across college football, but I feel for them because they haven't gone through the what a normal kind of progression would be. And so now we're in season and it's been, you know, a month, give or take, where it's really been, you know, kind of the routine's been established. And it's hard, you know, because the thing that's hard about it is the competition level in practice. You're playing against people that have been in offseason programs 3 and 4 years. You know, you're a 17, 18-year-old playing against 22, 23-year-old. So significant difference, a lot of body changes and strength and size and speed and those things. And then there's demands. You throw in academics. You throw in all those type of things, and it's hard. And so I think it's to be determined. Are there some guys that are showing up and playing really well on Saturday? Yes. Do I think there's some guys that maybe have shown some flashes that'll have bigger roles as they get, as their body can take what's going on, and as they get more mature, more ingrained in the systems and what the expectation level are? Yes. But I think it's too early to tell on a lot of them, just because of some of the unfortunate circumstances they're having to go through.
Taylor Kennedy is next. Go ahead.
Hey, Coach. This is a two-part question. My first question is, what are some of the things that stick out the most about Akeem Mesidor's game through the first three games? And my second question is, how have you seen him mesh with the other defensive linemen?
So Mesidor has probably played as much as any other freshman in our program. He's explosive. He loves football. I mean, he doesn't like it. He loves football. He loves to compete. He loves to practice. He's hungry to learn. And so we played him more on the outside, on the edge this week. I think he feels more comfortable. That's where he's played in the past. So this was his best game against Baylor. And so I just like the way he competes and plays and prepares. What was the second piece of it?
How have you seen him mesh with the other defensive linemen?
Yeah, that's a good room. You know, it's a good room. They feed off each other. Obviously, Darius and Dante have had a lot of success. And then you got Jeff's in the room, and we got some other younger guys in that room as well. But that's a room that really has good chemistry. And I think he's pushed because of the success that Darius and Dante have had.
Michael, back to you.
When a game goes to overtime like it did the other day, what do you tell yourself as a coach to stay in the mindset to execute? And as a follow-up, what's your message to your players in that same pressure situation?
Well, the message to the players are you practice the situation. You do it in fall camp. You do it when you have spring ball. You do it in spring ball. So it's not a unique – they understand the rules. They understand what's at stake. And I think as a coach, you just stay calm. You can't act different in the overtime than you did during the fourth quarter or the first quarter for that matter. And so I think that's it. You always have a couple things that you want to carry that if you get into an overtime game that you saved, and which we did. So I think and Baylor obviously did too. They had two plays that they only ran two plays, kind of a unique deal for them. One touchdown, one interception. But that's kind of the mindset of it.
All right, that's Neil Brown, head coach of the Mountaineers. You're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show live. It's all brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Do stay with us because coming up next, we'll chat with Dante Wright, WVU safeties coach, after this on MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Injured in a car wreck? The last thing you should worry about is how much it's going to cost you to fight the insurance company. Call 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. It costs you nothing out of pocket, and we don't get paid unless you do. We know about the money the insurance companies won't tell you about. We could get you more. Injured in a car wreck? It costs you nothing out of pocket. Nothing. Call Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. 800-687-5990. Around here, you matter.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
At Encova Insurance, we encircle you with insurance solutions you can trust. We provide coverage to protect what you care about. Business insurance, including workers' compensation, auto, home, and life insurance. What makes us unique? Our superior financial strength, smart technology, a one-stop shop for custom-tailored solutions. Encova 360, our approach to workers' compensation and local decision-making. We are Encova Insurance. Visit Encova.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. You've heard from the head coach. Now let's hear from a West Virginia assistant coach. Once again, here's Dan Zangrilli.
And this segment brought to you by Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. If you're injured in an accident, call Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. They're West Virginia's injury lawyers. We just heard from head coach Neil Brown. Dante Wright, WVU safeties coach, is with us on the phone line. Coach, thanks for being with us. First off, Tyke Smith, he continues to amaze. Obviously, a massive interception on Saturday. Speak to where he is in his growth.
He is so fun to coach because he wants to be great. And he every single day he comes to practice, to work, to get better because he has end goals in mind. And he's one of the more intelligent football players I've been around in my whole coaching career, which is honestly the reason he made the play he did to finish the game on Saturdays, because that's not even close to being his play to make. But he understood that his guy was not getting the ball, and he got his eyes back around and got to the quarterback and found the football in the air, which was – and got his feet in. But he is progressing exactly the way you thought he would, because he had success last year, and sometimes you worry about that. But the young man is being coached by Coach Adai, which does a great job of keeping him humble and keeping him wanting to be better every single day. But he's progressing the way you want him to. He's still got a lot of things he's got to work on, but he's such a gamer, and he understands what offenses are trying to do to him and to our defense, which allows him to make plays.
Yeah, hey, Coach, tell us about the back-end secondary. There's some new faces. How is the mesh and the chemistry going with the corners and safeties?
I think it's going great. And I think it starts with the relationship that Coach Adai and myself have, and they see that, and they see that we truly enjoy working together. And it allows them to understand that, hey, if we can do it together and be the people that we are, that they can also, and they know that they have to be on the same page. So they are unbelievable communicators to each other. They're confident and able to say, hey, this is what we're supposed to be doing. Oh, and they don't go back and forth and, no, you're right, you're wrong. They trust each other. And it's really coming through practice, and it's coming through reps and reps and reps and reps and reps that they are starting to truly gel and be on the same page with each other, which is the most important thing on the back end.
That's Dante Wright, WVU safeties coach. Coach, we appreciate the time. Wish we had more of it. We can't wait to get you back on the program to have an at-length conversation about a group that is obviously very important to where West Virginia has had success defensively, and that's in a whole lot of areas. Dante Wright, WVU safeties coach. Coming up next, Josh Chandler Cimito, who, as Neil Brown mentioned today, was WVU Defensive Player of the Week. He'll join us when we return on the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, all presented to you by our friends at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Back after this on MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Shorter days and cooler nights, and the sweet sounds of fans chanting Hail WV can only mean one thing. It's football season, and now at GoMart, you can play along in-store while WVU plays on the field with the Mountaineer First and Goal Contest. Rush to score a touchdown as you gain yards by purchasing qualifying items each month. The best part, gear up for next season with GoMart's monthly WVU giveaways. Leading up to the ultimate win, a tailgate and tickets package, or a game during the 2021 football season. Go to GoMart.com for more details.
Have you been injured in a wreck? You shouldn't have to worry about fighting the insurance company, and it shouldn't cost you a dime. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, 800-687-5990. We help fellow West Virginians. Ask around. We've probably helped a friend, neighbor, or even a family member. We never ask you for money, and we don't get paid unless you do. Injured in a wreck? Call the law firm you know. 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Around here, you matter.
Throughout the state of West Virginia, you're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Alongside Dale Wolfley, here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And this segment presented to you by CEC, Civil and Environmental Consultants, West Virginians that do West Virginians work at CEC. Thanks for being with us. Dan Zangrilli, Dale Wolfley, and Josh Chandler Cimito on the line. WVU Defensive Player of the Week, as named by his head coach. Josh, how does that sound?
Sure. Sounds like we all should have got the award, honestly. Everybody put in the time and preparation. I obviously was the only guy out there. My teammates were in places to help me make plays. I was in the same for them. Ultimately, I feel like the whole defense deserves that award.
What do you think has been the reason for the growth after that Oklahoma State loss to this Baylor win? You are top five, that the team is, in many real important categories. What's the result of that?
Mainly just, like, we know we didn't go out there and put our best foot forward. Like, we understood that it were literally plays that ultimately, like, denied us of the win. So it's basically like when we went back to work, we knew exactly what we had to work on. The exact pieces that we really harped on that all week from a coaching staff, from a player perspective. I feel like our players really stepped in and took more of that leadership role this week. Hey, like, this is what we have to do, like, in order to get right. We watched the film. We knew exactly what we can do against these guys.
Well, basically, we knew we were capable of, and we know we didn't show that the previous week versus Oklahoma State. So we had to go out and basically put it on display of who we really are.
And you did that, and then some. Josh Chandler Cimito, the West Virginia University Defensive Player of the Week. Coming up, we'll put a ribbon on things when we return. The Wolf with his final comments after this on MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Injured in a car wreck? The last thing you should worry about is how much it's going to cost you to fight the insurance company. Call 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. It costs you nothing out of pocket, and we don't get paid unless you do. We know about the money the insurance companies won't tell you about. We could get you more. Injured in a car wreck? It costs you nothing out of pocket. Nothing. Call Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. 800-687-5990. Around here, you matter.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
Morgantown's number one new home builder and the official home builder of WVU Athletics, Dan Ryan Builders, builds award-winning homes for Mountaineers and their fans. Make your first home or your last home a dream home by Dan Ryan Builders. Dan Ryan Builders and WVU, a winning combination. Let's go, Mountaineers! Visit DanRyanBuilders.com to learn more.
Dan Ryan Builders, better value, better living.
And we welcome you back here to Mountaineer Field upstairs in the press box level, Dan and Dale. Wolf, what do you got? Talked to a couple defensive guys in Dante Wright and Josh Chandler Cimito. Obviously, Tyke Smith with a big interception last week. Chandler Cimito has been terrific, not necessarily grabbing all the headlines. But defensively, everything was good. Getting a boost to the defensive line, Bryce Brand eligible against Texas Tech. And Jaquay Hubbard is coming from Virginia. He's eligible as well. So we're getting some new additions and some more depth, and looking forward to this bye week as well.
Yeah. Defensively, things are looking good. They're meshing well. You know they've got to be in a good place right now. Offensively, getting some new additions. Hopefully getting a little bit of bases here and improving as they go over this bye week. Special teams, man, keep working it, brother, because you know Coach Brown is going to be.
All right, well, that'll do it for us. Special thanks to all of our guests and, of course, our producer back in our MSN studios, David Kahn, Mark Schoenster here on site with us, Grant Dovey, Devin Kane, and the cast of thousands who help bring you the Neil Brown Press Conference Show presented to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Continuing coverage at WVUSports.com that includes our Mountaineer Insider podcast. Until then, we'll talk to you, folks, this time, this station, same time, same place, on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Take care now.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Have you been injured in a wreck? You shouldn't have to worry about fighting the insurance company, and it shouldn't cost you a dime. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, 800-687-5990. We help fellow West Virginians. Ask around. We've probably helped a friend, neighbor, or even a family member. We never ask you for money, and we don't get paid unless you do. Injured in a wreck? Call the law firm you know. 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Around here, you matter.
Are you ready to play in a whole new way? Try the game that's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Keno Go! Step 1, go to a local retailer. Step 2, create a digital playslip with a lottery app or fill out a paper playslip. Step 3, watch the Keno Go drawing. Draws take place every 3 minutes. Watch at a retailer or watch on the go in the app. It's fast and fun with a chance to win up to $100,000. So start playing a whole new way today with the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly. At a distance.
You've been listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Today's show has been brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers, Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC, Civil and Environmental Consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work, CECinc.com. That's CECinc.com. Be sure to log on to WVUSports.com to listen to this program in its entirety on demand. Also, be sure to download the WVU Game Day app, a must-have for West Virginia University fans. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.